It's like I keep telling you, Jen. You just go in too strong every time. Just trust me, okay? You're an absolute cream of the crop, hard-bodied hottie that any guy would be slobbering to get into the pants of. Especially in the number you've got on right now. Believe me, girl, it is working for you. But men aren't used to being pursued. You gotta take it easy and teach them what you want. Cause they want to be the thing that you want, but they need to know that what you've got is hard to come by and they gotta believe that they're getting something special. Listen, the guys that hang out at the beach alone are looking for a woman, universally. You just gotta give them that BBE like I told you. The bigger and better deal, Jen. Tell them something they've never heard before. Chat them up. Just don't come in all desperate. Boys assume hot girls don't go looking for guys. This isn't true, but they believe it. They need to feel like they're pursuing you for it to work. Guys just want to believe that they're the masters of seduction, but are just missing the confidence. We are coming here to land dudes who are trying to land chicks and let them think that we don't know how scorchingly hot we are. It's just like this, right? Good fellas are taught that having sex is something that guys love and women tolerate. By this logic, most guys you want out there think that gals like us need to be convinced to sleep with them, not the other way around. Anyway, the ones who aren't narcissistic pricks that spend all day trying to get up in our grills and tell us how much better we'd look with nothing on at all because they heard Don Draper say it in an episode of Mad Men. Watch out for those. I know. Whatever. It sounds complicated to a bunch of newbies, but believe me, I've been at this for 3 years now, and I can't say that this isn't it. Oh, you don't believe me? Fine then. I guess a demonstration is in order. Jen, pick a guy out there right now. Anybody you see, and I'll take them back to the hotel with me today. Just to show you how much I know my shit and how well my method can get you laid if you give it a shot. Yep. Anybody you see out there, go ahead. That one. Which one are you pointing at? Him? You've got to be kidding. The only guy on the beach with sunglasses and a shirt on in the shade. Fine, I guess. I did say anyone. I'll hit him with the old volleyball accident bit and he'll be in my lap in an hour. Tops. Sit back and watch a true professional at work, ladies. Oh, and Jen, you should probably take notes because I'm about to show you how it's done around here. Olivia, throw me the ball, would you? I got it. Oh, ow. I'm so sorry. Oh my god, that was bad. My ankle. Oh, that hurts. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I must not have seen you. Are you okay? Oh yeah, this? Yeah, I don't know. Does it look all right? I think I might have hurt it pretty bad. It really hurts. Could you help me up? Okay, on three. One, two, three. Careful, please. There we go. No, don't let me go yet. I'll fall over. Just hold me up for a minute. I can't put any weight on it. Oh, I'd hate to ask more of you, but could you help me to my car? My what? Oh, my friends. They'll be fine. They wanted to play volleyball till the sun went down, so I don't want to have to tell them to stop. Could you please help me? I'd be so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, ladies. I'm headed out early. I hurt my ankle. I'll catch you tomorrow, all right? Oh, you're all really funny, but no, the two of us are not about to go play doctor somewhere private. I'll call you when I get home, all right? Love you. Okay, now, please help me to my car. I parked up the beach a ways, I think. I'm so sorry for all this. I hate to ruin your day at the beach, but I'm glad you were here to help me. I don't know what I would have done if you weren't. Yeah, this should be it. This is where I... Oh, no. Oh, God damn it. I forgot about Lindsay. I told Lindsay she could take my car home because she wasn't feeling well, and I'd take a ride with Beck. Oh, they're just friends of mine. Sorry. Now what do I do? Ugh. My ankle's acting up again. I need to get home and get off of it ASAP. Your car? Oh no, I couldn't ask for that. You've already helped me out so much more than you should have, considering I'm the one that fell on you. But, my ankle's really killing me. I guess I probably couldn't have driven on it anyway. Sure, just take me to yours, as long as you're sure you don't mind. It's this way? Cool. How much farther? Just a little ways? Okay. Is this the one? Oh, okay. Just help me in on this side, please. Thanks. Wow. This is a nice car you got. What year is it? 2005. That's... vintage. Sorry, was that obvious? I didn't want to add making fun of your car to the list of shitty things I've done to you today. You really are a guardian angel for me, though. I can't tell you how grateful I am. What? No, not the hospital, please. Believe me, this is not my first ankle injury from volleyball. All I need is some R&R and a nice warm bath with some scented salts, and in a week, I'll be as right as rain. My house is just up the street from here on 52nd. It's a wonder I drive, in fact. It's the one with the cute little garden gnome water feature out front. You can't miss it. Yep, that one right there. Yeah, I guess you're right. Huh, my car is in my driveway, isn't it? Jen must have parked it here for me. She lives pretty close to me. What? Oh, did I say Jen? I meant Lindsay, of course. Silly me. Anyways, let's get inside, shall we? Just help me to my feet. There we go. Let me hobble my way in there. Get the door. And if you could help me on to the couch here. Oh, there we go. Much better. Okay. Here we go. Thank you so much with chocolate fudge and sprinkles on top. I know I've already said this so many times now. You're probably tired of it, but I'm seriously so grateful for your help. I mean, there has to be something I can do to make this trip worth your time. Maybe I could order something for the two of us? No, of course you wouldn't be intruding. Are you kidding? Please, let me get us some food and you can stay for dinner. My phone's on the coffee table. Could you hand it to me? Thanks. Pizza sound good? Good. Hello? Yeah, I'll take one family-sized pepperoni madness pizza with one side of cheesy breadsticks. Mm-hmm. 2042 52nd Street in Beachside. All right, thank you. They'll have it in like an hour. Is that all right? Okay, great. In the meantime, take a load off, have a seat. Mi casa es su casa. Ugh, I'd really like to get out of this swimsuit myself. I was kind of sweating it up on the beach, and if you weren't here, I'd just strip it all off right here. Imagine that. My glistening, naked body walking over to answer the door without a stitch on me. I bet you'd like to imagine that, wouldn't you? Don't be all worried. Look at you blush. I find it hot that you've been stealing glances at me and my scantily clothed body on the whole trip here. I had to keep myself from smirking every time I lost my balance and you accidentally had to stead my body by holding my breast. That flustered look you gave afterward? I like heroic types, to be honest. I may not be, but I love playing the damsel in distress to get what I want. Having knights in shining armor like you rush to my rescue and do all sorts of dirty things to me. You're looking again. If you want something, come and get it. After all, you wouldn't make a poor, injured girl get up, would you? Come here. That's it. Don't be shy. Let your hands go where they want to go. Look me in the eyes, baby. That's right. Let me untie my bikini top. That's better. Enjoying the view? Look how bouncy and soft my big round titties are. You like how I jiggle them for you? Put one of my nipples in your mouth. Use your tongue to play with it. That's it. Suck on it. Oh, you're good at that, aren't you? So eager to please. And speaking of eager, look what you got down in your pants there. Is that what I think it is? Such a naughty boy, aren't you? Did seeing my tits get you that hard? No, I'm not going to touch you yet. And you can't touch it either. I know you need to, honey, but you need to last until I come. Don't you want to make me come for you? Yeah, I know you do. So let's just start with your shirt for now. Take it off for me. Baby, I don't care that you aren't muscular. I want to see your chest, please. Good boy. Now, give me that hand while you switch to my other breast. That's it. Bring it down here where I'm guiding and slip it into my bottoms. Yeah, that's the spot. Rub it up and down on that slit there, okay? Don't miss that spot at the front. Yeah, that one. That's the clit. Gotta give it some love from time to time. Not too much, though. It's very sensitive, after all. That's a baby. Oh, that's fucking perfect. Keep it up. Bring your fingers up and lick them for me. Yeah, that's right. Don't worry, it tastes good, I promise. You just need to get some more spit down there to lube me up. Oh, yes. I love watching you suck my juices off your fingers just like that. Gets me so hot. That's right. Bring that hand back down to my pussy. Oh, yeah. Keep switching between my nipples. All right. I'm ready, hon. Take your trunks off for me. Let me see what you got. That's right. Don't be shy now. I'll take mine off too. That's better, isn't it? Now we're both naked. You can see my cute little pussy that you made all wet and needy. What do you mean? Oh, honey, come on now. Your cock's just lovely. Most guys with normal-sized cocks watch way too much porn, get the idea that all girls are gigantic sluts, constantly on the hunt for big dicks. Put it to you this way, shall I? Do you not like my breasts? Of course you love them, but you don't love them because they're the biggest you've ever seen. I'm almost certain you've seen bigger. But you love them because they're tits, and tits are awesome. I love your dick because dicks are awesome, big or small. Yours isn't the biggest I've ever seen, but I want it in me more than I can tell you right now. So could you do me a favor and fuck me before I die of arousal? Hold on 1 second, Tiger. I like the enthusiasm, but we need a condom before we get started. It's all right. I have some in the nightstand over there. Just put one on. Perfect. Now come here, stud. Ready to get fucked right now. That's right. Line it up with me. Here. Let me spread my legs a bit more. That's right. Rub the head over before you slide it in. Yes. Oh, fuck. Put it in me. Can't take the teasing anymore. Just do it. Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. That's it. Back and forth. There you go. Oh shit, baby. Faster. Yes. Oh fucking god. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck me. Harder. Oh shit. Keep going. Oh my fucking god. Oh, holy shit. Oh fuck, yes. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, I'm almost there. Give it to me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh fuck. I'm coming for you. Just keep fucking me while you come. Don't stop. No, don't pull out. Keep going. That's it. Just a little longer. Yes. I know you already came. Just don't stop. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, here it comes. Oh, fuck. Fuck yes. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, that's good for me, baby. You are incredible. Really. You can pull out, yeah. Wouldn't want you passing out on top of me. Holy shit, dude. Has it been a while for you? Oh, look how much is gushing out. Oh my god. Go get me a paper towel from the kitchen. Quick. Oh, careful, are you okay? Having trouble working your legs? Well, as flattered as I am, I really need that towel, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, thanks. Don't trip. Thank you. And they say chivalry is dead. I meant what I said about dinner, by the way. Even though the whole ankle thing was obviously fake. You're welcome to stay here. And there'll be enough for you if you like pepperoni. You gotta go home afterwards, though, okay? It's nothing personal. I just don't really want anything more out of this. Come on, man. Don't give me that look. This was great, but I live a lifestyle that I know you wouldn't be able to keep up with. Believe me. It's best that we part ways after dinner. But really, thanks for today. You gave me everything that I was hoping for. And more. And how? Maybe I'll have to tell my girlfriends about how good your mouth was on my breasts, so they can give it a try. Tiffany's into some twisted shit. You'd love her. For now, get dressed, though. If you need a shower, you can use it after me. It's just upstairs. See you in a bit, handsome.